Okay, so Lee, I've got teachers calling and texting in to answer my question. What the heck?
Well, that's a pretty broad subject.
Well, no. My husband and I volunteered over the weekend at a local high school, Greenville County High School. I'm going to say which one. It's top five by test scores, and it's in the top five by test scores in the county. We'll just leave it there. And my husband goes into the boys' bathroom, and they have got signs plastered, and it's not just one, right? So you know this is a problem. They've got signs plastered all over the place. Only one person to a stall at a time. Failure to comply will result in one day of OSS. Okay. And I mean, they are everywhere. They got him like every 5 feet, so you can't miss it, right? So like, he's like, are the boys going in there together? And doing, what are they doing? And I said, I don't know. So when the girls restroom to see if that was the case, same thing in there. It's apparently a problem. Or is it? I wanted to know from teachers. And boy, did I get a snootful. Texter writes, Tara, I work at one of the Spartanburg high schools. We've had to resort to putting retractable gates on our restrooms so kids can only be in there while a teacher or principal is standing outside the door monitoring. Apparently, they're going in there for two reasons. There's vaping, a lot of vaping going on, which is, I suspected that was part of it.
Yeah.
But also, they are photographing each other, shall we say.
Yeah.
Kind of photograph you really couldn't take in the hall, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Or maybe they'll just start doing that next. Yeah. I don't know. But apparently, it's a huge problem. Texter writes, Tara, I was a substitute teacher in York County. Teacher left a note. Hopefully they will sleep. Keep an eye on, you know, John and Susie, she calls it. Okay. They will try to enjoy each other during class. What in the heck is going on? So anyway, I'm getting all kinds of phone calls and texts from teachers and also parents saying, yes, they are nude photographing each other and putting it on Snapchat. Apparently it makes them more popular. And I'm always like, is this an action photo? You know what I mean? Or is this like dropping pants? It's all of it. I said, okay, that's kiddie porn.
Yes, it is.
That's not legal. It doesn't matter who takes a picture.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. You can be arrested for that.
And that'll have some long-term consequences.
Yes, that is really hard to explain to an employer. Now, see, I was just in a high school restroom taking pictures and...
Okay, thank you. Next.
Yeah, all right. Well, we got a restroom back there, too, and we don't want you back there doing whatever it is that you do. Texter writes, Tara, all of the juvenile naked photos posted on social media are flagged by the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and reported to law enforcement. Yeah, okay. This is a great time to mention, by the way, that the application window for the Greenville County Schools virtual program is open. It's going to be open until February 8th. You can reserve your spot in it now, and they tell you this in the email. If you have always wanted to homeschool, but you can't, maybe you work. If you can work from home, you can do this. I know a lot of grandparents where the kids go to school there. My kids have gone through the virtual program. It is excellent. A lot of people think it's COVID school. It's nothing like COVID school. They've had great success. My son just got, you know, SAT score in the top 1%. He's only a sophomore. My daughter's applying to some good schools. She got good SAT scores. My son, they, you know, rank your kids with their high school class as if they go there. He's fourth in his class. He's rocking it.
Excellent.
And one of the things that I have loved about it is not just the great education that you get and the small class size and the seriousness of the kids in the class, because everything's, you know, on video, so nobody messes around. One of the things that I've really loved about it is there's no time wasters. My kids are done by usually 2 p.m. tops. They're finished. Mm-hmm. My daughter's taught herself a second language in her free time. We use free time constructively. But it's the only way that I can, like, homeschool, and I can also work. And it works for me. And then I have another son who had struggled for many years in school, really was not doing well, even with all the great help from his teachers.
And from you. I remember you recounting those struggles. Yeah.
Yeah. And one of the cool things about virtual, deadline is midnight. So over the last few years, I've been able to come home from work, sit down with him. And we used to do an hour, even an hour and a half a day. And then it got down to an hour and then it got down to half an hour. I caught him up and we do classwork together. I still work with him most days, but it's now we're down to 20, 30 minutes. He's a straight A student now, Lee. And that was something that his you know, teachers, mm-hmm. God bless them, tried, yeah. but couldn't oh, yeah. do. It. Mom had to do it.
Right.
And so even though I work, I can't teach him all day. I wish I could, but I can quasi homeschool him in over about 3 years. I mean, we've seen his math scores go up. His reading scores are now top tier. I mean, and he had struggled with reading before. He just needed to be caught up. And I was able to do it. And I just thank the virtual program. So the window to apply is open through February 8th. It's very easy. It's just a little jot form. You could find the links for it in Backpack or online. Check it out. What they're doing right now is you sign up right now. They allocate the teachers. If you change your mind, and they will tell you this, that's okay. You could still go back to your home school. You can say, hey, by May, I think we'll just stay in school. The bullying problem we were having is over. You know, thanks a lot. And it's cool. They are very, very flexible. So reserve your seat and then maybe even do the research for it. But if you've always wanted a homeschool, you can't afford private school, this could be a great opportunity for you. You don't have to worry about what other kids are doing in the bathroom. And by the way, Lee, too, I give my kids the choice every year. You know, if you want to go back to school, I'm not wild about it, but I'll let you. You can do that as long as you still get good grades, you're well behaved.
Yeah.
It's your choice. And they have chosen to stay in the programs. They love it. And I'll just, you know, just a little pitch for it, because I know I'm talking to somebody out here this morning who needs to hear that. Again, maybe your child's having trouble with bullies. Maybe it's an academic problem. You could help them. I don't know what it is for you. Maybe it's something else. Maybe it's just you're tired of children recording their own porn in the bathroom together at your high school. I don't know what it is. A lot of people don't know this. I get texts. Yeah, but my son or my daughter plays sports. My kids do too.
That's not an issue.
No, it's not. Because a lot of people don't realize this. Also, if you homeschool, this applies to you as well. You have a right to play on the sports teams for the school you are zoned for. If you pay taxes, you can't pick your high school, or middle school, but you can go to the school for that sports team. So my kids have played sports. I mean, my daughter's been on varsity sports team. They're in clubs. They're on, teams. They do activities. So they are constantly at their school. They just don't go there during the day. So, and there's a lot of good reasons for that. But it's been a great experience. I've loved it. I would highly recommend it. It is much better than it used to be. And I've gone and spoken before the school board about it. And, please keep this wonderful program. So I would encourage you to check it out if that checks the box for you. It's not for everybody. Absolutely, I get that. But I know there's parents out there saying, wish I could afford private school, wish I could homeschool, and they can't. This might be a way for you to do that, especially if you can work from home, or again, you've got grandparents, I've even seen some people who will pool children. In other words, like one mom can stay home, others end up at the house. And I've always thought this would be great too for, and it has a coat on, but I've always thought it'd be greatly for churches to do this. Mm-hmm. Like with an elderly person who, maybe wants to volunteer, or a parent, and you can literally create a quasi-church school affordably using the virtual program. So, but it's a great program. Academically, it's an amazing program. And I couldn't be happier. And I just want to let you know the deadline is February 8th. If it's not for you, if you check it out, that's okay. They will send out another form making sure you're actually going to come. So it's done. Option for folks. By the way, they've got an excellent program too for allowing your kids to go to Greenville Tech instead of their high school as well. And so my kids have been taking college courses as well. So they've got a lot of college credit going into state schools. It's, I think, going to save them some money. So anyway, didn't mean to go on about that, but I wanted to let you know about the deadline. And I thought, wow, okay. When we are, and we have, Lee, we did not have this. I don't know about you. Did you have this when you went to school?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Lucky to have air conditioning.
Okay. Right. Because teachers have to patrol the bathrooms and put up signs so kids don't go in the stalls together and do really crazy things that I'm learning about this morning. And apparently this is a real problem at our high schools. I did not know that till I volunteered at a high school this weekend and saw the signs everywhere. But new normal, I guess.